At the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, 6 students have taken their own lives in the last 4 years. MIT is taking steps to deal with what has been called a culture of suicide on campus. NPR's Tovia Smith reports from Cambridge.
MIT graduate Eric Plosky calls the recent trend of student suicides alarming. 10 students have died in as many years at MIT, when one of them, 19-year-old Philip Gale, jumped off a building in 1998, Plosky was inside watching TV and heard a crash.
The windows of the building were sealed, so he actually had to throw a chair out the window to break it so that he could jump through. The noise that we heard was that chair hitting the ground. Some of the people in my dorm actually looked out the window in time to see him fall.
8 of the 10 most recent suicides involved jumps from campus buildings. Plosky says it happens so often it's become accepted as part of the campus culture.
In many ways, suicide has been looked on as something that's just part and parcel of life at the Institute. That ingrained thinking, historically, I think, has prevented administrators from looking at suicide as a problem to which there might be some reasonable response.
In its new report, MIT admits there are gaping holes in the school's mental health safety net. By its own count, MIT has fewer full-time counselors than most other campus clinics surveyed, and the MIT clinic was the only one closed at nights, so students often waited up to 10 days for an appointment. The report calls for expanded clinic hours, as well as unlimited insurance coverage for off-campus private counseling. Also, MIT Chancellor Philip Clay says the school would hire 4 new staffers to live in the dorms and set up discussions about things like depression and time management.
I think what we assumed was that if we put people in offices, put a sign on the door, and told students in September that they exist, that that's all we needed to do. And I think the eye-opener is that we need to do a lot more than that.
But some, like Eric Plosky, say MIT is still not doing all it should.
The report basically proposes extending some of the services now available. There are no brand new ideas here.
Other schools have come up with some different ideas. Johns Hopkins, for example, goes so far as to list and track all students they think may be at risk. Ithaca College in New York has proclaimed a Suicide Awareness Week. Ralph Rickgarn, who's written a book about college suicides, says few campuses are as willing to deal with the issue head on.
And there are, in fact, schools that if a student would come in and say they were suicidal, they would dismiss them from the school, as opposed to saying, hey, the campuses have the sexual assault centers, they have the drug centers, they have the alcohol program centers. We know these problems exist, and we're going to deal with them.
Reluctance to do that may be in part about liability. The families of 2 students who died recently at MIT are considering lawsuits. Todd Roger decided not to sue after his son committed suicide, but he still blames MIT.
I don't think there was any adult there that really knew Doug. I think they care a lot about teaching. I think they care a lot about academics. I just don't think they really care about people.
That hasn't been my experience at all.
At MIT, many students interviewed today agreed with senior Melissa Ito that the school is both friendly and nurturing. Ito concedes that pressure does build up in an environment where a B-minus can be cause for shame, but she says MIT cannot be expected to spot every student who's feeling the stress.
I think we are young, but we're also at the point in our lives where we're supposed to be growing up. And we have to realize that and take the necessary steps rather than just wait in a corner for someone to come find you and ask you what's the matter all the time.
Still, Ito concedes that's often the hardest part for a high-achieving and perfectionist student at MIT who may believe that asking for help is a failure in itself. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.